As part of her ongoing series of interviews with children's book authors and illustrators, Susan Robb spoke with Robert Sabuda, the leading maker of pop-up books at work today. His Encyclopedia Prehistorica, Dinosaurs, which was named one of the New York Times Best Illustrated Books of the Year for 2005, was on every kid's and a lot of adults' wish lists over the holidays. Susan asked him about how he began as an artist in general and a pop-up book artist in particular.
Well, I've always been interested in working with my hands. My father was a bricklayer. My grandfather was a carpenter, so I do come from a family of working with hands, and I like to make stuff and I like to build stuff. When I was a boy, I would always take things apart, although I couldn't necessarily get them back together again. But that was certainly the beginning of a love with working with my hands and making constructions. I've always been a drawer and a painter, but I've loved exploring different materials, working with paper. And when I was a boy, pipe cleaners were a big deal. I remember they were like soft and free but dangerous, and I loved making stuff out of pipe cleaners. So I've just always been sort of loved working with multimedia as an artist. When I was about 8 years old, I had to go for a dentist appointment. All kids have to go, and I loved candy, so I was going to the dentist a lot. And I had a really bad experience. I don't remember it. I must have just blacked it out completely, but apparently my tooth wasn't frozen or something, and I was screaming like a maniac, and my mother dragged me out of the office, vowing that we would never return again. And to her word, we did not go back to that dentist. So she took me to a new dentist, and I was obviously very afraid at this because of what had happened before. And she said, well, you know, to calm us down, she saw over in the corner of the dentist's office, there was a large wicker basket full of books. And we read together a lot, my mother and I. So she said, why don't you get some books from that basket and come over here and we'll read it and you'll calm down and you'll feel better about being here. And I went over to the basket and there was another kid there as well. And I pulled out a book and it was hardcover, which in rural Michigan for me was a big deal. It meant it was expensive. I pulled out this hardcover book and I opened it up and there was a paper structure inside that stood up when I turned the page. And I was just completely fascinated. I had never seen anything like that before in my life, and I don't even remember the rest of the dentist visit because it had provided, you know, such a sense of wonder in my mind that everything else just sort of went outside my peripheral vision. It was a revelation for me, and well, all kids have those moments, like defining moments, and that wicker basket with those beat-up pop-up books, because I'm sure they were beat up, was really a defining moment for me as an artist.